Welcome. It's good to see everybody's smiling faces. And I give you my peace. Let's start with a prayer. Kind Father, we come before you. We say thank you. These last few weeks have been a whirlwind for some. The guardians have been very busy. And Father, many were helped in eternity. We are thankful for the positions that we carry and hold. And sometimes we get a little overwhelmed, not knowing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So in this evening hour, you'll define for us some things, and we will also share with the team the expectations and how we can move forward getting ready for the new year. We are excited, Father, to hear about the activity in eternity and how many souls received grace. It is overwhelming at times for us to even comprehend that trillions of souls come to the altar and receive word and sacrament at different levels. But we are thankful that we are able to be a tool in your hand to assist in these processes. See the hearts of our friends who have gathered here. See their concerns. We are hoping, Father, that we are not distracted this evening. All evil is now bound around everybody and cast out. And that, Father, peace now comes down upon all of us from your heart, that we can focus and concentrate. Pray for the leadership of our church. We pray, Father, that we are able to stand and serve the apostles' doctrine and do as you ask of us. And we're thankful, Father, for all the gifts you've given us, that we can unlock even more and see even deeper and understand even more as well. Provide your blessing over all of us. We welcome all those from eternity who wish to share in this evening with us. We are excited to have them. We pray now, Father, in your name and according to your will, please hear us. We love you. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Take a big deep breath. We're going to start a little meditation. Go in the center of your mind. Meet me in Father's chamber. There is not going to be a table this time. We're all going to stand and hold hands. Father's going to stand in the middle of us. Brett and Kathy, you are included in this as well. Father has a big smile on his face. He is slowly turning in place, looking at everybody. Can you feel his presence? HS and Jesus are walking behind all of us. They are both putting their hands on us as they walk past. Father said this is part of our enlightenment. He is opening more gifts that he's already put into our hearts and into our guardianship. By this act, he unlocks them for us for the coming year. He gives us all wisdom, strength, insight, clarity, extra peace, a higher level of joy, an attitude that cannot be crushed by this world. It can fight and can win. Attitude. We will not be defeated by anything or anyone on your side of the veil and on the other side of the veil. He now gives us the ability to crush spirits and demons with a thought. There is much work that needs to be done. And we do not have time to waste because evil is growing at an exponential rate right now. And it is engulfing the world as a person choking the life out of something living. Everyone take a big deep breath. Father's holding his hands up. He is now dispensing all that he just said upon us. Take deep breaths. In this blessing is also strength for our physical bodies and health. Many of you are in aches and pains and have illnesses. You have diseases that are incurable. It is through this act that you will get some relief. I love all of you very much. And sometimes you question why I do the things that I do. But you understand that no soul is perfect, and it is through the testing that I apply to all of you that I show you what I see already in you. At no time am I ever punishing any of you, but it is through the fire that you walk through that you are purified. And all unearthly things that are in you are burned away. And the truest state of gold that I have laid into your hearts is then found, and it is priceless. Every single one of you is so priceless to me. There are no other guardians in this world than you. In the past, we have heard rumors. Some have claimed to be. But I am telling you, it is you 14 that are the guardians of the world, not the galaxy, the world. Little humor, I'm interjecting. Everyone's so stressed and tense. Take a big deep breath. Everyone relax. Father's wrapping his arms around all of us. He's kissing each one of us on the head. Father's love, he fills us. Some hearts are broken. Some hearts are aching. Some bodies are struggling. Some souls are cracked and weary. Some are overwhelmed. It is by my love that I relieve all of this from all of you. Big deep breath. Focus your attention behind your eyes and open them. Take a moment. Breathe through it. Okay. See everybody's eyeballs looking up now. Wonderful. Met with Father, and here's what he had to say. My dear warriors, yes, you have all been busy clearing out countries, and you are certainly making a difference. Keep it up. I would like to talk about the coming holidays. There is not enough time for families to come together in love and celebrate holidays such as the upcoming two. Thanksgiving for the U.S. and Christmas for the world. Please make your plans to spend time together with your families. Share your joy and love with them. Many things will start to become clearer in the following year. You have received instruction from Troyland. This is now the final steps in your training. Focus on eternity and the spiritual world. This physical world is not ready to accept anything you have to say. But the other side of the veil is, I need you to spend your time on that side. Satan has taken up an attitude towards all of you. He believes that you do not matter at all. In other words, he has nothing to fear from you. Please show him that he does, that his days are numbered. I will not be provoked. This is why I send my second son and you. Every soul that you reach and every demon that you dispatch makes a difference in Satan's existence. It is waning. By the time you are done, he will have a new level of respect for all of you. Never fear him. His bark is worse than his bite. He is like a noisy poodle. I am proud of you and have watched you grow. Many of you are coming in near the end of my plan, and yet you will be ready when the time comes. January will be a month of classes and training. We must get the new guardians up to speed, and Triland will. Listen to him. Make time to be in the classes. The time is now. The apostles on the earth are still listening to the spirit of the world. They continue to try and make everyone happy. In the process, they chip away pieces of the foundation that Jesus laid so long ago. I will not allow the church to fall. As I have said in the past, there will be a separation, a split. The true teachings of Jesus' gospel, of my words, will remain. The other garbage that is spoken now will pass away. My children will be fed in spite of the current leadership. All of you need to spend more time together. Last weekend, many of you were reminiscing about the times when Triland would come for a visit, and your hearts would be on fire, and your faith would be rekindled. This still must happen. Find the time. Be together. Share your experience, and learn from each other. I know the three of us may stop by and crash your gatherings. I will bring the beer, Jesus will bring the wine, and HS can bring the chips. Why not? The world is so serious and lost. Things that make no difference are now what they focus on. The spirit of separation is rampant. All of you, find those spirits and destroy them before they destroy mankind. You have my permission now. Stay alert. Be mindful of your surroundings. Never relax while you are out and about. Pay attention to the souls you pass. Help them. Help eternity and be active. Your Father loves you very much. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add or a question?
Earlier said Father said we could crush spirits and demons with just a thought. Like, yes. When you go like this and you see something really far away, you squish it with your fingers. Can we do it that way?
You sure can. It's a great idea.
I like the thought of being able to just think about it and have it happen. I've been looking forward to that day. I didn't think it was ever going to happen.
And here we are.
Beautiful. So another question to follow that one up. How does that change our job, if at all? Does it make it easier? Do we still swing a sword? Do we sit
back? It's your choice.
Okay.
It's your choice. Okay. I know sometimes I like to have the hands-on approach where you take the sword and you kind of get into it because there's a rush to killing evil for myself. And then there's times where I just don't have the strength, so I just pog him.
So now we can crush it as a stress reliever once in a while, you're saying?
It sure is, yes. Okay. I think I was talking with Aerostar and he was going through a difficult time. And I said, you know what you need to do? You need to go into hell and just kill everything you can find. There's such a release when we do that kind of stuff. So, yes, I find it's a great way to let go.
This is not like the Force. You can kill things with an anger here.
Yes.
You're not going to turn into Emperor Palpatine.
No, we're not. We're going to stay on the good side of the Force.
I can add, just a thought is easy. It is that simple now. Before we were told we couldn't kill a spirit, and now with just a thought, I've been doing it all day. There's things that pop up into this place that are running over the wall, so to speak, of protection, and I feel it and kill it. Don't even look for it. Just feel it, kill it. Done.
It's so then easier. A follow-up to the follow-up is, how do we keep ourselves from getting carried away with it?
You can't. We've always been able to kill spirits. The thing that Father told us we can't kill was the big spirits, of depression, spirits of suicide and all that stuff. But now he's actually given us permission to go after the spirit of separation. And what's interesting is Trisus killed it a couple weeks ago, but Satan keeps regenerating it and creating more. And now those big spirits generate more little spirits, and now they're spreading across the planet, and they're just causing so much angst. So that's why Father's telling all of us to just get into it, find them, and just destroy them all. We're just kind of thinning the herd to make it a little bit nicer during the holidays for families to come together. And, you know, it's the one month where human beings act nice to one another. So we're going to kind of help everybody get to that point.
So where anybody is he else? If Satan can't create, but where is he getting those spirits to generate? What is
he's
that?
Corrupting existing spirits.
Okay. Say it again.
He's corrupting other spirits. There's billions, trillions of spirits across the planet, and even ones that have been with humans may not be assigned yet to another creature or human, and Satan scoops them up quick and he teaches them his ways and he corrupts them and shows them that this is a better path, and they buy into it, and Father allows that to happen to a point, but now he's going to cull the herd, and we're going to take it down and make it smaller. Does that make sense? Okay. Good question. Anybody else? Okay. A deeper understanding. We've been going through the 12 things that the Holy Spirit does for us, and here's the last three. The Spirit unifies us. We were all baptized by one Spirit into the body. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. The Spirit draws us to unity. The more the Spirit we have, the more we will embrace unity in Christ. Number 11, the Spirit sends us. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be my witnesses. The Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. The Spirit commissions us to do the ministry. He sends us out to work. Father will give us the Holy Spirit to guide us through everything you and I need to do. The Spirit prays for us. We do not know when we ought to pray for or what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us in accordance with God's will. We do not know what we ought to pray for. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses and prays for us so we may fulfill God's will for our lives. I don't know if anybody's ever experienced where you're at a point, you're so upset and lost that you have no idea what to even ask Father for, what to pray for. And you just sit in that moment, and then a quiet voice comes over you, and then you start to talk about it. That's HS, praying on our behalf and prompting us to have a closer connection with Father. Does anybody have any questions about those three points? Or anything you want to add?
What was the third one? Unity was the second.
The Spirit prays for us is the third.
Praise. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fred and I were chatting, and he said that he can create for all of us our own personal teamtriland.org emails. They would be secure on his server. For instance, mine would be triland@teamtriland.org. And we would use these emails to communicate back and forth for team business. I wanted to throw that out there to see if everybody is okay with that, and Fred would be willing to create your guardian name and that email address. And then we would all communicate back and forth through that platform so that Google can't hack us, Yahoo can't get involved, and now we're securing who we are and what we are.
Wow, that's cool.
Like that.
I thought so too.
Yep.
Excellent.
Would we be able to sync this email through an existing email app like Gmail or like the email app through the iPhone? Fred. Or is this something that we would have to access separately?
No, you can use it through your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, doesn't matter. Any application will work.
Okay.
If you could
also probably. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Fred, if you could send everybody what apps they should download.
You can just use your existing app. And I can show them how to set it up. I just need a password, though, that they want to use to get in.
Okay.
And you could also do... For what?
Go ahead.
That defeat the purpose of running your secure email through the unsecure email server? Like I don't want to attach it to my Gmail because then right. I'm reading this email on the Gmail server. So
there's some other platform, Fred.
What you can do is you can, for instance, in my mail app, I can set it up where I can read just those emails from my mail app instead of using a browser based. I can show you how to do that. You just set it up.
On the phone, there's a mail app. Okay. All right.
Correct. And you just log it in, like you set up your regular mail account.
Get it. Thank you. Forgot about that.
Okay.
There's a couple of different browsers that are pretty secure you can download too that on Android anyways. I don't know about iPhones, but it makes it pretty secure compared to Chrome. Like Brave. Brave is probably the best one, I think, but I'm not positive on that.
Brave.
DuckDuckGo.
It's just Brave. It's got Brave. The logo, the red lion.
Good browser.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need your password, so if you want to email me a password, and I can get started.
Capital PASSWORD.
Crisis 1234. Five.
Okay, so we're all cool with that. Fred, if you could, then we'll all email you passwords and all right. Go from there. Right. Awesome. So then we'll start using that immediately after we get them set up. This is going to be our last meeting for this year. So then we will pick up in January with the next meeting. But I wanted to discuss with you the Guardian Vow. Fred, if you could put that up, please. HS and I spent a lot of time coming up with this. And I will send a copy of it to everybody. Can you blow it up bigger so everybody can see it bigger, better? Perfect. I will send you a copy of this, and I would like everybody to walk through it, understand it, and then in January, we'll all make the vow together. If there's something that you don't agree with or you want a broader explanation, please contact me and let me know. But I'll just walk through each one of them with you now. I believe I serve in the name of the living God, our Father. I believe I will preach the word of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the first Son of God. I believe I will receive guidance from the Holy Spirit to fulfill the tasks of my guardianship. I believe I stand in the power and authority given to me from Triland, the second Son of the living God, and will serve alongside him until the completion of Father's plan of salvation. I vow to fulfill the tasks at hand, protect the bride of Christ, defend the apostles' doctrine, help bring the bride home, love and serve my neighbor as myself. I will make an effort to not judge. I like that one the best. I will make an effort. I will serve all mankind here on earth and in eternity. I joyfully accept all the gifts the Lord God, my Father, has bestowed upon me, and I will endeavor to search and unlock their powers. I will accept all assignments, and I will try to fulfill them with a loving heart. I am convicted that I am truly appointed as a chief guardian of the living God, our Father, to serve mankind. Again, I will send this to everybody. I don't think it's anything that's completely outrageous. You tell me and let me know. But I think it's time for us to make a vow to Father, and we will stand in one accord to get this job done. Anybody have any questions or anything they'd like to add?
As long as there's no fine print, I can't read. I'm good with it.
Maybe. Well, it's pretty powerful. I mean,
isn't it?
I've thought about it because I printed what do we call it? Tasks of a Guardian.
Yes.
And I read it every day a couple times, and I look at it and I'm like, that's cool. But this defines it better and makes it heartfelt, in my opinion.
I agree. Anybody else?
May I selfishly interrupt real quick?
You may.
Tranquility, can I ask that you send your piece to Atticus? The poor kid's been screaming for the last half hour trying to get to sleep. Not sure what's going on, but I just got nudged to ask you to do that, please.
Definitely. My pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Father brought up the spirit of separation. Satan is the Lord of separation. He wishes to scatter us and lead us away from the Trinity. I would ask again, everybody just focus on that. See if you can't find them, thin the herd, and do it to it. I thought I would share my experience in eternity. I wanted to share with you Lori Gertz, who was known as Light Starter on our team. Her husband committed suicide about 2 months ago, and she and I have been talking and emailing back and forth. And the reason why I'm not going to get into, but I actually went and talked to him, and Jesus was there, and he helped him stand up because of all the chains, and he is confused and scared. And I asked two of my friends, Steve Pathman and Brian McKay, both of those guys committed suicide way back when and have found grace, to tutor him, to walk him through the process and to help him. I shared all this information with Lori. I also informed her that we had service for the departed. We talked, last time we talked was a couple days before the service for the departed. So I sent her the links to some of our services. I will tell you this, Starlight and I watched the South Africa service last weekend. And I have to tell you that he went into great detail and explained biblically where it is that we do this and why we do it. And it was done in a way that I sat there with my mouth open thinking, HS has never gone into this kind of detail before, and the service was held by an apostle. But I would encourage everybody to go and listen to that service to get a better understanding. And even my wife had an epiphany, because she's not new apostolic her whole life, and she's questioned a couple things. And it wasn't that she thought that we thought we're better than everybody else. She just wanted to know why our church seemed to think that we stand in that authority when no one else does. And this apostle explained it. It was awesome. So I would encourage you to do that. So while I was there, I also went and saw the realm of the harlots. And I also went to the Native American realm. And then on service for departed day, they all showed up here in our apartment. Outside, they surrounded the building. Faith Starter, our buddy Bob, was standing in our living room here, and also Chief Catechiching, and then a bunch of harlots came, and then there was just Native Americans everywhere. And Starlight, you can share what Bob said to you, if you remember.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of, remind me what I said to you.
He greeted you, I think.
Yeah, so I've never really had much of a relationship with Bob. Like I knew, you know, obviously knew him from church and everything. And then, you know, I know that he's in eternity, obviously. And I've seen him before, but never really had much of an interaction with him. And Chief Catechiching was standing behind us with Bob. And then finally, like, I was talking with Chief Catechiching, and there's other things which we'll get into, I think, later in the meeting, which will explain a little bit more of our interaction and everything. But finally, it wasn't that he didn't know who I was or accept who I was, but finally he just leaned over, gave me a kiss on my cheek and hugged me and finally welcomed me. He finally accepted me or, you know, I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was really neat. It was really special.
Nice.
It was a fantastic day for us. We were flying high. Even into the next day, it was just a wonderful experience to share with them.
I want to stop for a second, and because you were explaining about our church, and the reason and the thinking, and I guess how the Holy Spirit put it into perspective for me is that Father, you know, utilizes us as a tool when, say, we're giving energy healings or we're talking with people or ministering to people. And HS basically had said that our church is just that. The apostles are that. Our church is that. We're Father's instrument to have the sacraments dispensed, to have, you know, the holy baptism, sealings, and all that. It's not necessarily the church itself or the people themselves, but he's using us as his instrument. That made me that really opened my eyes up and gave me a different thinking of our church.
Awesome.
How did you view the South African service?
Through YouTube. Type in NAC space South Africa.
Okay. It'll come up in the history.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're, I think, 6 or 7 hours before us. So we can watch that service and then we can watch another service. And that's all Blazar's fault, because he's the one that told me that's what he does. So I stole his idea and we ran with it.
John, I also, there's NAC TV for South Africa. And if you join the group, it'll send you an alert, you know, and I'll say the service, and then you just go in there on Facebook Live and you can see what's going on.
Used to get them.
That's, you know, fine. That's a really interesting perspective I hadn't given much thought to about before, about how different the NAC churches across the world based on country or continent. And I think about going from the US to Canada, completely different. And the Canadians are like, what's wrong with you Americans down there? Why you do it that way? We're like, what's wrong with you Canadians? Why you do it that way? But then you stop and thinking about it, and it's the church is so much different between the two countries. And it makes me wonder now how much different the US is from every other country and every country from every other country. So
it is completely different.
It gives us a huge opportunity to go out and verse ourselves in the differences so that when we do start having to travel the world, we're not so brash? Maybe
culture shock.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. We can appreciate what the other countries do and why they do it that way. It's interesting. I never thought about it before. Thanks for bringing that up.
For sharing. Yeah, the U.S. is doing something that no other country is doing. And that's what's frustrating, Father, because we keep sliding away from the foundation, as he said. And I can tell you that South Africa is not 100% old school, but there is the reverence, there is the respect that is due the altar, and they certainly can sing. They really can. And my wife and I all sit there and we'll just listen to the music before the service, and the orchestra that they have, and it's different congregations across Africa, so they all take a turn, and some of the choirs are really good and some of the singers aren't, and that's why you have a fast forward button. But anyway, it's all good. And I would encourage you to listen to it. Any other questions or points on that? Okay. I asked everybody to help with the 195 countries. And then I realized that a lot of you have no idea how to go in and do something like that. And a lot of you reached out to me. And then my wife shared with me how she took care of a country. And I asked her to share with everybody what she went through and how she saw it, because for me, it brought a whole new perspective for myself, because I have my way of wiping out a continent. And now Starlight's going to share with us her experience, because it's fascinating.
No pressure. I'll try to remember. I know, I'll try to remember everything. When I decided I was going to start with, doesn't really matter. I think it was Zambia, I think. But anyway, I start out as an aerial perspective over the country. And then I took a legion of angels and aligned the entire perimeter of the country, or triangles the whole continent. So however you want to do it, or you can take little pieces. And basically I squeezed the country together with angels and squeezed all the evil to the middle or a center point. And then from there, I basically lit a pog bonfire, for lack of better terms, and just destroyed everything in the middle of the country. So I have this fire going, but I feel like that there's still more evil. And I felt as though like there's a portal. So I basically went into the center of the country, or even where like the bonfire is lit, but I went down into the ground and I could find tunnels that were leading to hell. So I went down through the tunnels into hell and planted a flag, of course, and just stood there for a second. And then as quick as I, you know, got there, I was like, okay, we gotta go. And I basically, when I was leaving, I blew up the entranceway of that particular tunnel. So then the portal, so that tunnel would be basically destroyed and useless. So, I don't even know how I knew how to do this, but it would just felt like, okay, let's do this. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. And then I remembered that I would take, I had a really hard time sleeping at night when I first came back to the team. And my angels would basically put like a pog shield over the top of myself while I would be sleeping, so then evil couldn't get in. So I basically would take I created a palm, a pog dome, you know, like that, what is that TV show, In the Dome or whatever? So I basically created a dome of Pog over the country. And then I felt that it, like, the country needed some of Father. So then I created a golden sun and let his peace and love and all that flow through down into the country and around the dome. Is that everything that I was telling you?
Okay. Then you saw layers, remember?
Oh, that was later. I went to a few different countries, and then I decided that I was going to take on China. And so when I got to China, I was kind of confused because I'd gone to several other countries successfully, no issues, you know, cleared out the evil. And I do have to say that it's a repeat thing where just because you do it once doesn't mean that it's all clear, everything's going to be great. It's just you just have to keep on going back and servicing it. But when I got to China, it was very interesting because I couldn't see the aerial view, because all the countries I normally see like a bird's eye view, the aerial view. In China, I couldn't. It was like so thick. And then as I started focusing, I actually saw bodies, like different layers, like layers and layers and layers of different bodies laying there. And so I asked my angels, and it dawned on me that it was souls that were trapped there. And so I asked my angels to get a team together and help them to eternity, to wherever they needed, you know, wherever they needed to be, to escort them. And it took a very, very long time to get this completed. And then once, it was funny because just as I'm thinking, I wonder if they're finished yet, my lead angel's like, we're all set. We're done. I'm like, okay. So then I was actually able to go back. But it was really interesting because it was like I could see like the different layers. Like I could see the souls. I could see part of the country. You know, it was like just different layers of, I guess, of different realms or different planes, I guess. Planes of seeing. It was actually really, really interesting. And I've had to go back a few different times to China. But then it also, so this is the conversation where it started with Bob and Chief Katakitching. They were saying that what I saw in China is what has happened to a lot of people, a lot of souls on the earth, and that there were tons of Native Americans who are trapped, and that we need to, like, if we feel like we just can't send out our angels and say, hey, let's just go release everybody. That's not how it is. It's kind of like how when we would drive by a cemetery and you know, we would pray for the souls and ask them to be, you know, liberated and things. It's kind of like that. If we're driving by a field and you feel like maybe there are some souls trapped there, like how we're prompted. And so that, so Bob and I and Chief Katakitching were talking about that, how it's that way through everywhere. Like even, you know, even like in Germany with all the countries that, you know, had like the concentration camps and things. Think of like different parts of the world where different things have happened. There's so many souls that are trapped, and it really put a different light on things. So now I'm just more aware, I guess, of my surroundings. And when things pass, you know, over my heart, or, you know, I'm thinking about something, then, you know, that there's some souls that need help. Is that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good. And they told us that the layers of the people is no different than when we drive past a cemetery and we see a soul that's lingering there or is trapped there. We could do the exact same thing. We just help them get into eternity. And it's as simple as you telling your angels to help them get into eternity. They did the exact same thing for Africa. And then I'll also point out that it doesn't have to just be one guardian who owns a country and now it's yours to protect and take care of. We can all go to whatever country you want to go to that is on your heart and go do something, because one sweeping is not going to fix this mess. Go ahead.
And I forgot, I did the United States for the spirit of the world. So I was clearing out the United States, and I was actually going squeezing each state by state. And I was like over on the West Coast, I could see something off in the distance, and I just couldn't I couldn't clear it out, whatever it was. I was just like, so I came in closer, and it was actually the spirit of the world was just hanging out there. And when I see the spirit of the world, I almost see like this little thing, and it's got like all these tentacles coming off of it, and it's just always like just grabbing hold of people's, as many people as it can. And I knew that, you know, we can't necessarily, I guess we can kill them now, but I knew, I just thought I'd have some fun. And so basically I netted it, threw a big net over the spirit of the world, and I threw it out in the middle of the ocean. And so I just let it sit there for a little while and let us have some peace for a little bit. But I think next time I'll start swinging my sword or just squish it with a thought.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have fun with this. That's all I'm going to say.
And there's no right or wrong. Like there's no right or wrong because I didn't know what I was doing, but it just felt like I needed to do certain things with different countries. And I lit a lot of different like pog fires, and I was blowing up things and doing, you know, whatever. It was whatever felt right is what I was supposed to do. And I can't say that I went in even knowing what I was doing. I just started meditating and decided to go to a country, and all of that just sort of unfolded.
It's interesting, Scarlett, as you're talking about all that, I remember seeing layers previously, and I think Aerostar may or may not remember when we helped Tom with the layers of souls we found in the center of his mind. It just flashed me back right to that for some reason. And the other thought that came to mind was, these things are not just limited to countries. We're talking about open waters. I mean, at the bottom of the sea floor, where who knows how many souls have been trapped in you know, a boat from, I mean, think about Nuke and his ancestors. I know Nuke, you're tied to a lot of Vikings from your ancestry. So, I mean, just think about all the souls that are trapped, you know, from ice in the poles where you wouldn't think someone might be, to the bottom of the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean or the Indian Ocean, whatever. It's the world. It's not just the countries.
Good point. We all need to spend more time paying attention. So that's a great, great thing to look for. Thank you. Starlight, do you have anything else?
I think that's it. And I was just going to say, there's no wrong way of helping. Honestly, just do it. Just, you know, once you start meditating and you go, you just let Father and HS and Jesus do, you know. I had no idea what I was doing. And I just, it was really easy. Once I started, you know, once I figured out where I was going and what I was doing, and there it was. And it actually felt wonderful. I feel like I'm blabbing on, but actually it ignited something inside of me because I felt purposeful. And I know all of us, when we would get together, we would talk about, how you just felt on fire years ago, and you just wish you could have that again. And honestly, this was like the first time in a really, really long time that I felt that again, just doing something and being able to help Father and to be able to contribute, you know, to his plan, and, you know, and just understanding that the service for Departed and all that, that was huge for me. Just, it was a huge unlock. And so I don't know. I feel like, what did you say? It was a rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? Something just changed inside of me, and I'm like, let's go.
You know, and it brings a valid point too, when we think about, we're all different. We're all individuals. Our gifts and talents are similar, but still unique. And we can't think that, you have to do it this way. We have to go with it. And the thing about that, it's kind of like, you know, that the saying, let go and let God. And so what we have to do is just go and then be, and then see what happens, and just know. But if we can't, it's kind of like holding a service. I can't plan the service. If I plan the service, it's mine. I'm doing it, and I have nothing to offer. But we have to say, okay, I'm giving you this. Now let's see. and then it just unfolds. And it would be easy for any of us to be intimidated about this assignment, because we think, okay, well, what? But you just explained, you meditated, and then you said you just went, and then things started coming. That's the way it works. That's how Holy Spirit works. That's how Father works through us. It just happens. And we have to keep reminding ourselves that, so that we do it. Because as I'm listening to that, I'm thinking, oh, God, that's so amazing. I can't imagine. But then again, I remember all the things, the different things that I did, and it just happens. So don't let those thoughts hold you back. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
And because Father unlocked a lot of gifts for everybody, and no situation is the same in anything that we go step into. I can honestly say, from the first time Michael took me onto a battlefield, I had absolutely no idea what to do. So he walked me through it. And then it became like second nature. And then all of a sudden, you just, because of the gifts Father gives you, you just know what to do. It's insane, but it's like breathing, as though you've been doing it for years. And those are those gifts that Father has given us. So just do this. Trust your lead angel. The archangel that Father is assigned to you is the one who's going to help train you. And Michael will show up too if he feels he needs to interject something. He said not on his lunch break, but he'll come after. You'll go when you're supposed to. Anyway, so you just need to trust in that, and it's going to happen. Okay? Anybody? Any questions?
Well, what's he eating? So,
what?
At the core of this, we should trust our gut, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Hmm.
Well said, Nuke.
Twice.
Once or twice, right? Michael eats manna, he said.
Every day?
At most, we're going to have to find a better kitchen.
Yeah, right. No wonder Michael's so svelte.
Yes. Yes.
He's got that celestial body. I like that. I would like that, I should say. Also, if you're going to spend some time going into eternity, you don't have to have any predetermination or understanding of what needs to happen there. You can just go or ask Jesus, can you take me to the realm? Or you just ask your lead angel, who needs help? And they'll take you exactly where you need to go. Now, you're going to come across a situation where they're not going to allow you to actually go into the realm. But there may be some people who will come out in a general commune area, and you can talk with them. When I was in eternity, I went to a couple different realms, and Jesus said to me, you do not need to say a word. You just need to stand there and let Father's love and light shine on them. That's it. So you'll go in situations where you don't even have to say anything or do anything. You just need to be there. That, again, comes out of the gifts Father's given us. Just need to believe in yourself, believe and trust Father. Choir? Anybody else?
I
just wanted to say one thing, and forgive me because still learning everybody's name. Starlight, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, because I'm one of those people that was sitting there trying to figure out, how do I go into a country? Like, what does that mean? Jerry explained it with what he does, but that was amazing. Thank you very much for sharing.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, just trust your gut. Can't go wrong.
I do want to share one realm experience, if I can, for a minute.
Sure, yep.
As to not being able to go in, I was allowed to go in just to the doorway. And my lead said, only for a few moments, because your body's not going to be able to handle the pain and the pressure and the experience. Your soul will, but your body's going to start freaking out. I went into two realms, the realm of the destroyed and the realm of the lied to. The destroyed was torturous, like we would imagine what hell would be. And wow, I can't imagine our friends and departed working in those realms, but not even a minute. I couldn't handle it. I had to get out. And I went to the next realm of the lied to. And I asked later what the names were, and some they were nondescript, but these, the lead, Joe Leal, told me the lied to, he said, it's going to be an experience. And I got scared thinking, oh man, what's going to go on? They didn't believe me because they've been lied to. They just thought it was another demon dressed up in some getup. And,
well, yeah,
you know, it was, he said, and he said it'd be an experience. And I said, well, I am who I am, you know, what are you doing? Why are you here? What do you look so different? And I tried to explain, and I ended up leaving, not dejected, but afterwards he said, I told you it'd be an experience. Yes, you did. Yes. And
keep going back.
You pray for him, right?
Yes.
I don't feel like
keep going back. Just keep going right. back.
I'll keep going. I mean, and I write dates. I keep a little script sheet for myself. Charlene asked me to remember something earlier, just before the meeting. I didn't write it down. I don't know why I didn't write it down, but I've been writing things down all year just so I can recall, just in case he wants me to recall something for the meeting, or for myself. I want to know what did I do last week, or is it? It's so, you know, I just have an online note system that I keep track of everything. And it makes it so much easier for me. You don't have to if you don't want to, but if something helps me stay organized, so at least I can keep track of where I was, and then I can revisit when I need to.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, Tracis, do you have Christmas lights in your room, or is that
I just realized there's a star around. There's a star thing that's going on above my head. I turned on during the meeting. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure it wasn't something else.
No, there isn't anything playing. That's the will of God showing you how wonderful I am.
we thought maybe you had an idea.
Yeah, it popped on. I thought it was interference. I'm keep going like this, going like, and then I realized it's star projector thing. I can make it different colors. I'm using red light therapy to go to sleep at night. So
cool.
Yeah. We'll see if it works. It's been working for 3 nights, so there might be a thing to this whole shining a red light, because blue light disrupts your brain waves because of our pet TVs and stuff. They sell glasses now that block blue light. So I went, I don't want to wear glasses. So they actually said red light will help. So we'll see what happens. See, I'll let you guys know.
All right.
I don't know what to do with
that. So the only thing last that I would like to talk about is I think I would like to move the time of the meetings. For me, I go to bed at 9 because I get up at 5. And so I would like to move the team time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if that works for everybody, 5 p.m. Central Standard, and 4 p.m. Mountain Standard.
People need to sleep.
Yeah, is that? I hope that's okay with everyone. We'll start doing that come January.
6 p.m. Right. You said.
Pardon?
You said 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, our time, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
All right. For birthdays, I don't believe there is any. I couldn't find any, unless I'm missing somebody. Our next meeting will be January 16th. And I ask Zenith to pray.
Can you hold on 1 second? I just had a thought about the emails. So we're going to have, the guardians are going to have their emails. What about the spouses? Because they're usually involved in our emails as well.
Good point. Then we should have them get emails with their first names. Then.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
So we just need to send passwords to Fred or something? Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he'll send you back the info.
Got it.
Thank you, dear. Okay.
Reset.
Can I ask one last thing?
Sure.
As Jerry, whenever we do these meetings, I am constantly muting and going, okay, who's that? Who's that? I'm trying to figure out who's who.
I have there's a sheet on the website.
There is, and you gave me the sheet, but as long as everybody's on the call, would it be okay if you said, like, hey, I'm this person, this is my name, and this is my name?
Because we're guests.
I know, we're, yeah, guests.
So that I know who's who.
Sure. I'm Tryland.
You have a real
name? Would it help? I can
regular names are.
I can edit the names to put both their first name and their guardian name on the left. On the when you click on participants, you have a list of names, and you can kind of see who's talking by it'll light up. But I can also put the names, both names on there if you want.
Yep.
I'm really bad with names to begin with. So when we add this second name, I'm totally screwed.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah. I know Tranquility's name because she's the only other person as old as I am on the team.
That's true. They are.
Honestly, I'm like Quasar, Blazar, Aerostar, Ford, Chevy. Who's?
It's true. They're the senior members.
I have a list out during the meeting, so you're not alone. All right.
Zenith, I think we're ready now.
Okay. I'm Zenith. Nova. Sandy. Dear Heavenly Father, yeah. Lord Jesus, thank you again for such a wonderful evening. But we also want to thank you for the service today, for all that we were able to receive from the service. It's always a blessing to be able to be in your house, even though we technically weren't in your house. We still sat at your feet, and we were grateful and thankful for all that we received. But this meeting this evening too, Heavenly Father, what a blessing for all of us to be able to be together, to see each other, to talk to one another, to feel you, to feel your presence. And we just are grateful that we can be part of this team, part of Team Tryland, Heavenly Father. We don't want to disappoint. We want to do your will in all things. Please, these wonderful gifts that we are given, help us to utilize them. Help the Holy Spirit to feed us that we can do what we need to do, Heavenly Father, that we can be the help, the guardian that you asked us to be. Thank you again for all that you do and provide. We know there are so many going through difficulties and struggles. Oh, Heavenly Father, please grant grace. There are many that are struggling with things. We know you are there. We know it's in your hands. And we just are grateful that we can come to you with everything and place it at your feet. Please provide as only you can. Thank you again for all that you do. Help keep us safe throughout the night, Heavenly Father, and bless this team. Give us the strength we need and the courage to make these days go on. Thank you again for all the many blessings. We love you and we place everything in your hands always. And we ask this in thy son Jesus' name, and always let it be according to your will. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.